Welcome to Historically Speaks, a podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. We'll be talking about an event on June the 19th, 1841, which captured the attention and awe of thousands in Danville. But first, a reminder that our speaker series continues June 20th at the Boyd House Museum in Danville. Donna Crone of Elysburg shares the story of Elizabeth Thorne, caretaker of the Evergreen Cemetery at Gettysburg during that historic battle. There is a $5 admission charge. The doors open at 6:30. The program begins at 7. John Wise was no stranger to Montour County. The Lancaster, Pennsylvania native was a pioneer in the field of ballooning and was known as an aeronaut. He made over 400 flights during his lifetime and was responsible for several innovations in balloon design. I share an account written by Arthur T. Folk, who authored My Danville, Where the Bright Waters Meet. That book was originally published in 1969. Folk says that on that June 19, 1841 flight, it was the 29th and last made by Wise in the area. On hand for the special event were thousands of people who had paid 50 cents each for the opportunity to watch. Though it drew the greatest interest and was probably his most publicized ascension, this wasn't his most successful trip from a scientific point of view. For that, Folk talked about Wise's 28th excursion, which had occurred just about a week and a half earlier. For many issues in advance, the Danville Intelligencer newspaper had ballyhooed with illustrated advertisements this first ascension from the courthouse square. Amid the blare of a brass band, Mr. Wise, having taken several preparatory steps, and left at exactly 2:05. 55 minutes later, he was sighted 5 miles west of Pottsville. At 4 p.m., he was 3 miles east of Reading, and at 4:25, he landed at Morgantown in Berks County. He had traveled 87 miles in 2 hours and 25 minutes, or at the rate of nearly 37 miles an hour, an amazing speed considering the time and the lack of equipment to guide or control the ship. Getting back to his final appearance here, Wise advertised that the doors will open promptly at 10 o'clock. At 11, the balloon would be brought on the ground and the inflation procedure would commence. 1 o'clock was the time set for the most dramatic moment of all, the moment when the successful aerial navigator, or aeronaut, took his position in the car and then sliced the ropes that bound his aerial vessel to the earth. It was on this occasion that Wise introduced the parachute. About a quarter of a mile up, he threw overboard a live cat. Yes, a live cat. After first attaching a parachute to it, it landed safely. When a half mile up, he purposely began to descend, as promised, in easy view of the audience. When he finally landed just below Blue Hill on the opposite side of the river, Wise was soon joined by a crowd which quickly moved up the hill to an open field. There, many, including women, entered the basket and were allowed to ascend the 70 feet that constituted the length of the mooring ropes. The whole affair concluded at the lawn on East Market Street, between Ferry and Pine in Danville, which at the time was a common or public meeting place. Wise's final presentation at that point was, to use his own words, quote, an exhibition of the process of exflation, unquote. I mentioned earlier that John Wise had many accomplishments as an aeronaut. His balloon, the Jupiter, carried 123 letters to make the first official airmail delivery run for the post office in the year 1859. On September 28, 1879, at the age of 71, Wise disappeared with a passenger, George Burr, on a trip in high-speed winds from East St. Louis, Illinois, over Lake Michigan. It's reported the balloon was last seen 35 miles from Chicago, drifting northeastward toward Lake Michigan. No trace of Wise or the balloon Pathfinder have ever been found. The body of George Burr, the passenger, was found in Lake Michigan and left little doubt on the fate of John Wise. And again, our speaker series on Wednesday, June the 20th, will feature Donna Crone of Elysburg. She shares the story of Elizabeth Thorne, a caretaker of the Evergreen Cemetery during the Battle of Gettysburg. There is a $5 admission charge. The event is being held at the Boyd House Museum in Danville. The doors open at 6:30, and the event begins at 7 p.m. We hope to see you there. We float among the stars together.